I'm an eighth generation Oconee Countyan, and if I'm elected to the school board, I'll be the only school board member who's a product of Oconee County Schools.
There's Adam Hammond running for a seat on the Oconee County Board of Education. Might get into that a bit in a moment, but that's not really what we want to talk about at the outset here, as Adam Hammond joins us early this morning, and involved pretty extensively, as it turns out, in the Georgia 4-H Foundation. The executive director, it says here, of the Georgia 4-H Foundation, and an interesting fundraiser today for the 4-H and that foundation. Adam Hammond, thanks for your time this morning.
Good morning, Tim. Thank you so much for having us on. Happy April 4th to you. Today is 4-4, so that is a big day for 4-H. It's like our Super Bowl of the year. It's our annual day of giving, so we're excited to come on this morning and talk about that with you.
Were you one of those kids? You mentioned that, okay, I went through the schools in Oconee County, and as you run for the school board now in Oconee County, you one of those 4-H kids coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. I was a 4-H'er here in Oconee County. Henry Hibbs was our a county agent back then, and Holly Sams was my 4-H agent, and I did a myriad of different programs from dairy judging to consumer judging and district project achievement and, you know, all the different offerings of 4-H. But really with 4-H, the heart of what we do is workforce readiness, leadership development skills, communication skills. And, you know, as a 4-H'er, that was my first experience with public speaking and goal setting and different things like that, which is what we still do so well today as an organization. And I was able to go on and pursue my dreams in broadcasting and different areas because of my experience as a 4-H'er. So when the opportunity came up to come back home here to UGA, we're a unit at the University of Georgia, when it came up to come back here, it just felt like a great way to plug back in and give back in an area that really allowed me to pursue my dreams. And that's something that we try to do. We continue to do that for hundreds of thousands of young people. And today, $4 for 4-H is really instrumental in helping us secure the funds to provide those programs. And our participation rate is actually increasing. We're beating our five-year average when it comes to the number of 4-H'ers enrolled. So, you know, that need is really growing from a programmatic standpoint.
Yeah, and we'll get into that fundraiser, the specifics of it in a moment. Again, 4-4, April 4th. And so you contribute $4 to the 4-H Foundation. Goes a long way toward a lot of what he's talking about there. But you mentioned that growing up a 4-H'er, you just made me think of 4-H in a way I never would have. You tossed a phrase into the mix there. We've been here for the last several years. Now, it's kind of a thing, maybe a new thing, at least in the way we talk about it. Workforce readiness, got to get workforce readiness, workforce development. They didn't even call it that in 4-H years ago, but that's exactly, Adam Hammond, that's exactly what it was and is.
Absolutely. It's all about those soft skills, whether it's talking to someone, being able to do an interview, being able to do a presentation, or public speaking. Every person who goes through 4-H has experience speaking in front of people. And, you know, that's always one of the top fears people have, right? Public speaking. They'd rather do anything than public speak. But for 4-H'ers, that's something that they're put into that position so that by the time they go to the University of Georgia or Georgia College or Athens Tech or wherever it is they choose to go, they're ready for opportunities like that. So we, all of our content, all of our programs are really built around four key pillars, and that's agriculture, STEM, healthy living, and civic engagement. And part of my job is really educating the public and our potential partners, corporate and individual, about what 4-H is today. Because when you think of 4-H, and maybe even 4-H a little bit when I was a 4-H'er, you probably have ideas of just solely ag. And that's a huge part of what we do. That is our traditional pillar. But we have worked very hard over the years to stay relevant and engaging to young people. And that's why our STEM programs have grown. We have robotics teams. We have engineering challenges. We have beekeeping programs. We have anything a young person would be interested in, they can come to 4-H and experience. And we call that someone's spark. When you have children or grandchildren, if they go into 4-H, they get to try different things like showing livestock like you're traditionally thinking of, or even our health and nutrition programs. We have financial literacy programs. They try those different hands-on experiential activities. And then one of those things is really going to interest them and really going to cause that spark And that's where we engage them with the communication skill development, with the leadership skill development. So it's a really smart setup and a smart program. And one of the ways I think Georgia 4-H has stayed so relevant over the years.
And again, Adam Hammond here, in addition to being an Oconee County School Board candidate, executive director of the Georgia 4-H Foundation on this fourth day of April, 4-4. And so you're asking people to donate $4 to the 4-H. How's this going to work? How could I can find you in handy $4, but I suppose I can do this online.
Yeah, and we do it in increments of four. So everybody can pay $4, right? That's not even a coffee at Starbucks nowadays.
Right.
But, you know, 44 is great. 444 is great. 4,444 is great. That's the spirit of today's challenge. We do this on April 4th because it is 4-4. And that money, 80% of it, goes back to the county. When you donate, Tim, you can select a county that you want your gift to go to. That could be a county that you live in, or you have a student that currently participates or will participate, or it may be a county that you're from or you have a loved one in, or you can donate $4 to multiple counties. So if you go to the Georgia 4-H Facebook page, just type in Georgia 4-H, all day we're going to be posting updates there. We have a map of Georgia. Right now, this morning, that map is white. But as gifts come in, the challenge is every single county, once they get four gifts, their county turns green. So our goal is to have that whole state shaded green by the end of the day. So we do have a fundraising total that we're trying to hit. We're trying to hit $74,444, which represents $20,000 more than our goal last year. So, you know, we're setting a lofty number today. But a bigger goal is really to have that whole state of Georgia shaded green so that every single county in Georgia has at least four donations represented. And like I said, that money goes back to the counties. So the counties can use that for wherever they have a need, whether it's transportation to camp or for programmatic efforts at the local level. We're really trying to empower the local counties and also teach them some annual fundraising steps and really create this infrastructure so that counties can take advantage of that.
Right.
Because, Tim, at the end of the day, 4-H has the strongest and widest reach in the state of Georgia. We're represented in 159 counties. Every year, we serve about 173,000 young people, and we have in-school programming in fifth-grade classes. So when you think about that reach to 4-Hers, for some kids in rural southwest Georgia, this really is their window to Atlanta. We do 4-H Day at the Capitol every year. They get to meet with their lawmakers. And for some students from all across our state, it's their first time going to Atlanta, experiencing those things. And back to the spark, that sparks an interest that can take them to a limitless place.
All right. Again, Adam Hammond, wanting you to donate $4 to the 4-H Foundation on this fourth day of the fourth month of the year. Adam Hammond, the executive director of the Georgia 4-H Foundation. Oh, by the way, as we've mentioned, a candidate for a seat on the Oconee County School Board on this fourth day of April, as you look to raise $4 for the 4-H. What post are you running for?
I'm running for post four, but as you know, yeah, that's a countywide seat. So yeah, post four is post four. That's the position, but it represents everyone from Dark Corner all the way down to Farmington, which I think is a great thing because it helps our school board members be accountable to everyone across the county and not just their specific area. So
post
we're excited about that
on this fourth day of April, raising money for the 4-H. Adam,
you
Hammond,
remember, right?
Best of luck out there. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Tim. Have a great day. And if you want to donate, you can just check out Georgia4HFoundation.org and click donate, and we make it easy for you there.